fish. Originally, fish was pressed at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
659 on 960 The Quake, our news team special on the media. Coming up at the top of the hour, and then 7 to 10, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. They are at Hotel Vitale in San Francisco this morning. You're welcome to come by. Now, gentlemen, I sat out my red card, to use soccer parlance. Willie gave me a red card last week, and I haven't been able to come to work until today, so it's good to be back.
Is that it, John?
Welcome back.
Yeah. Willie ain't here yet, but I'm here, present and accounted for.
What is the media?
Yeah.
Why do you have an expose in the media? We are the media.
Well, we took a look at the various media outlets in town and tried to determine if the stories that they cover every newscast are reflective of what's going on in town, like, is a robbery the most important thing, or is our health care? Is a shooting the most important thing, or is our infrastructure, for example? And we'll have a five-part series that started yesterday.
Oh, excellent.
That sounds really good, John, because earlier I heard on the big network news that the dog from Fraser died. That was definitely one of the most important things that have happened in the last 24 hours. Eddie died.
Now, while tragic, that wasn't covered in the Progressive News Hour.
Wild tragic.
All right, guys, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 7 to 10 this morning. That's our Progressive News Hour for today, sans dog stories. More news and downloadable audio 24-7 at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk station in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special report from the news department at 960 The Quake on Bay Area Media News. We look at the changing news landscape in a city known for setting journalist trends.
The Bay Area has always been a trendsetter when it comes to broadcast journalism, but media watchers say there's a disturbing trend overall.
The more you watch, the less you know. And that seems to be happening across the country and also in the Bay Area, which was always known as a place for quality news to some degree.
Danny Schechter, the news dissector with MediaChannel.org, says the media is not serving the democracy. He says 63% of the public surveyed couldn't find Iraq on a map after 3 years of war, and so news consumers trust their broadcast outlets less to get them the information they need. Enter the rise of citizen journalism, which has grown out of that general dissatisfaction.
How much really does it inform them about issues and about political choices? I think it's actually all going downhill in many ways. That's why people are feverishly trying to come up with alternatives, not only different angles on the media, but more diversity in the media.
And San Francisco is the headquarters of Al Gore's new viewer-driven channel, Current TV, which has coined the term VC-squared, viewer-contributed content.
Younger people don't want the old-style news anymore. That's why circulation of newspapers is down and ratings of major TV shows are off. They are open for something new. The question is, what is it going to be? Is it going to be just sort of more infotainment, fast-paced, you know, kind of rock and roll type news, or is it going to be something with substance, analysis, context, and background?
But his judgment so far of what he's seen on Current?
It's been a mix of some really interesting stories and some real fluff stories, which are very superficial.
Schechter, the dissector, has high hopes for citizen journalism, though, and says more viewers and listeners readers are developing those skills to tell stories, to report what's important to them, but says there's a lot of room for improvement in quality and quantity. We air-checked about a week's worth of local Bay Area TV news shows and found citizen journalism pieces few and far between. In the meantime,
I think we need the media and democracy movement. We need people trying to hold media organizations accountable and pressure them to serve the public better. Media Alliance in San Francisco is doing that.
He also points to ITVS, Independent Television Service. Creating a culture of more in-depth programming is one example in San Francisco, but along with citizen journalism, there's another media trend that the Bay Area is not immune to.
The news is increasingly driven not by the shoulds or oughts of journalism, but by market forces, the desire to please advertisers, to generate a large audience to sell to them, to please investors by making very high returns, that sort of thing.
GradeTheNews.org's John McManus with the reality of the new news paradigm. Coming up in our series on Bay Area broadcast media news, how those market forces are changing how the news is presented. And tomorrow, Bay Area broadcast media gets graded.
You can hear our special series on Bay Area News at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or find them online at quakeradio.com.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card, wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card, wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called
Wish It, Win It from Sony card.
The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awanti Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Time for Quake Traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News.
7:06, I'm John Scott. Here's what's happening. Hercules crash has really impacted traffic. We didn't think this was serious at the moment, but it is. 80 westbound at 4, motorcycle involved. Now off on the shoulder, but you'll be stop and go from the Carquinez Toll Plaza all the way past that. South Bay problem, Los Gatos 17 northbound at 85. Three-car crash is blocking the connector ramp. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up to about the middle of the parking lot, no problems on BART. Hurry into Sleep Train today and save up to $400 on select Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beauty Rest special purchase mattress sets. And on approved credit, you'll sleep free for a year with 12 months free financing. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Check headlines at the bottom of the hour. I'm John Scott. Now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. And here with Willie Brown and Will Durst at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale. I'm Paul Wells, and good morning to everyone.
Good morning, John, and welcome back.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
I mean, I know that for a minute you didn't realize where you were, but we've missed your golden tones.
Well, you issued that red card to me, so I wasn't eligible to play. If you remember last week, you gave me a red card. So I didn't come to work. I just did what you told me to do.
Let me tell you, I obviously was I was in line with what's happening to those referees in the World Cup soccer
match.
They're
going crazy, aren't they?
Oh, my man. Are they incredible?
That was a ticky-tacky call against Australia yesterday, too.
Indeed it was.
You had to settle the dispute on behalf of the Italians, though. After all, they are scheduled to be in the finals.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes, yes, yes. Not unlike, you know, what happens in some parts of this country. These guys are going to go there. And then how about the Ukraine? I mean, how can you... Who? The Swiss and the Ukraine both end up 0-0, yet the Ukraine won it. And they won it. You know why? Because their free kick
actually went into the net.
All
the
three, guys of, yeah, hit three of their four, yeah.
Yeah, and the other guys hit the side of the rail and a few other things. They said the Swiss have been notorious for their inaccuracy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I missed that part.
That's what everybody says.
I saw the calls. Oh, my God.
No, if you're a fan of a 1-0 baseball game, you have a tendency then to be a fan of a 0-0 soccer match.
And after second stoppage period, the score remains 0-0.
And isn't it great?
It was. There were so many scoring opportunities. They got really close. Nobody could get the pass in.
Well, I keep losing on the over and under.
The over and under is one.
I keep losing on the over and under. I keep betting it, and it's good to be a little bit of a challenge.
Oh, speaking of betting.
Yes.
Warren Buffett decides to give all of his money away. So who does he pick to give the money away?
The guy that already has money.
The one person in the world richer than him. He had a $6 billion to 1 shot. I've given the money to somebody poorer, and he blew it. What are the odds? $6 billion to 1, and he gives it to the guy who's richer than him.
Last night, some nothing person walked up to me and talked to me about Warren Buffett, and he said, I don't understand. How can a guy think he should be given credit for having overcharged us all these years? He couldn't have gotten that $6 billion, or whatever the number, $30 billion, without having overcharged. If he had just allowed all of the services that his multiplicity of companies had provided, they never take a profit. They always give it back and reduce prices, etc. He wouldn't have the trouble today. I've been doing that for years. I've been spending everything that I got in an effort to make sure that there was nothing left at the end for distribution.
Well, I don't have to worry about that.
Out of necessity.
Yes.
To make the ends meet, you're doing that.
I have been blessed with being spared that particular worry.
Well,
of getting rid of all my money before I die.
Well,
my wife has done quite a good job on that.
Yeah, well, one of my heirs is dropping by today to say hello to us here at the station. Little Sydney is coming by.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
she's
wonderful.
Coming by. She's coming by to check out to see where Dad works. She doesn't believe I have a job.
Bring your daughter to work day here.
No, this is not bring your daughter to work. This is your daughter says she's coming by.
Try to stop her,
yeah,
Dave.
There's a dramatic difference. And then, of course, things are going fairly smooth. I see where Aaron Peskin is about to say no more Starbucks cups to be used in the taking of your coffee.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, Starbucks doesn't use. They use cardboard. They use paper. That's biodegradable.
No styrofoam at Starbucks. But
who uses styrofoam?
Clamshell. Those clamshell to-go dishes. Those are the styrofoam things that are dominating these days.
Nobody knows anything about that except you. I've never even heard of that. You mean these cups these plastic cups that I see over at Pete's? That's not styrofoam?
No, that's paper.
That's paper, huh?
Cardboard.
And Starbucks uses paper?
Mm-hmm. They all do, pretty much.
No, it's at 3,400 restaurants in San Francisco. Well, are using styrofoam.
What they do is they have, as Paul is trying to explain visually to us on the radio, they have, they're called clamshells because they open up like that.
Right.
Now, when you go to your fancy restaurants and you get to-go food, do you get to-go, do you get like doggy bags when you leave?
No, you take the chef with you.
You take the chef with you.
You take the chef and the server with you.
Well,
a lot of times. You have Whole Foods deliver whatever he is to cook when he gets to your house. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. You're just staring at me like I grew a third arm out of my forehead. Well, no, it's the styrofoam stuff they're going to get rid of.
Well, what about
McDonald's got rid of them a long time ago. I bet you almost 10 years ago, McDonald's, because they used to come in the styrofoam packages, and then they came up with the cardboard, you know, the light cardboard, the heavy paper packages.
Is the styrofoam that stuff you can break off and eat it, too?
Ooh,
maybe we should move on.
Yes,
maybe we should go on to a different subject.
Yes, Rush Limbaugh was busted for Viagra. Did you see that?
Well, yes and no. He hasn't been busted yet. What they did is they took his bottle when he came in from the Dominican Republic.
What was he doing in the DR?
He was on his own plane, being on vacation, I guess. Why else would you have Viagra with you? I mean, you don't use it at home. You're doing nothing at home.
Maybe so. You needed a tent pole. I don't know.
Man needs to enhance his performance on occasions. And at 55 years of age and a previous drunkie, I mean, he's got a little bit of a problem. You know, he's kind of like Jack Nicholson in Four Easy Pieces. You remember that?
No, it wasn't Four Easy Pieces.
It was.
Something's got to get.
No,
he's not talking about Five Easy Pieces either.
I'm talking about Five Easy Pieces. Many years ago, I always call it Four Easy
Pieces. The Bob Rafelson movie?
Don't you remember when he had trouble in the end? He had been such a degenerate. In the end, and we didn't have Viagra and Cialis and the enhancing outfits.
Them all, don't you?
What? Part of being a talk show host is you must be familiar with every possible topic.
A wealth of knowledge.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And
if you experience an erection for more than 4 days, please call your doctor.
I love George Wallace's comments.
Oh, what's that?
What?
When you
have that deal, and he says that, what do you mean if that happens? And he said, no, I'm not going to only see Alice. I'm going to see Bruce.
See Alice.
Yeah.
Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Jennifer, I'm going to see Hall. You should be so fortunate. But, yes, he did get stopped. His private plane got searched. His bags were looked into, and they found in his kit a small vial of Viagra with two doctors' names on it, not his own. And they suggested that he didn't have a prescription. That's a misdemeanor. They're referring it to the state's attorney general.
Oh, that's
in the
just
state
a misdemeanor?
Of Florida. Yeah, for having a drug without a prescription. And it's not an innate, it's not a banned substance. It's just a substance you're not supposed to have without a prescription. And I didn't know that, by the way. I thought I thought they were selling...
Over the counter? No.
Well, I don't know. You know, there are two places in the tunnel. On one corner, you buy prescription drugs, and on the other corner, you buy organic drugs. So you don't need a prescription on either one of those.
There's much organics in those organic drugs.
I love what the cops said to the good mayor. The mayor was complaining about he went when he was on one of his walks. He was approached five or six times in the Tenderloin, people offering to sell him drugs, and he was irate because the police were not doing anything about it. So he just couldn't stand that. They said, "Mr. Mayor, if it's annoying to you, walk some other place,
or buy something and say I already gave."
But can you imagine cats on the street trying to sell the mayor? I mean, that's part of what's happening.
Yeah, it's like not giving him a receipt. I wonder if he get a receipt
that?
For his drugs. Yeah.
But did you see where the comments that Maggie Lynch had with us last week? When she last Thursday talked about...
Our Midnight
about,
Mistress of Muni, Maggie Lynch?
Yeah, when she talked about the business of Spare the Air Day and how it's free.
We ate all three of them up.
I got on and off Muni yesterday. They had a polyethylene case over each one of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that you wouldn't put money in accidentally?
Nobody could put money in.
Oh, that's cool.
They had it packaged so that no one could put money in. And ridership was up on every means of public transit in the San Francisco Bay Area by a minimum of about 10-15%, up by 10-15%, which means fewer automobiles were on
the streets.
And then,
which was the whole aim of Spare the Air.
Right. And then as a great experience, you could walk right out here to the ferry boat, get on the ferry boat, go to Sausalito, have lunch, and come back and not cost you a thing. And you were on the water. Beautiful day yesterday. So it was an interesting day, and it's the argument, evidence of the argument that I've made for years. When I go up and down elevators, no one charges me a nickel.
You know, someone hit me on this yesterday. What was Willie Brown talking about? The whole horizontal transportation fee, whereas you don't have a vertical transportation fee. You know what I thought you guys were going to get into? You know, the whole horizontality. You know,
You go up and down, it's free. You get on the...
When I'm horizontal, I go up and down.
Okay, we'll see if Jamie can cue up the horizontal bop.
Yeah, but that's certainly, when that happens with you, that's certainly not free.
And the Viagra and the Cialis. Yeah.
And we haven't even touched flag burning yet.
Well, that recent spate of flag burning.
Yes, that's what the Senate is debating, flag burning. They've got nothing.
State of California has a budget. Mm-hmm. They got a budget yesterday, and then finally, the governor is outraged that the prison's overcrowded. And he intends to do something about it. He's called a special session of the legislature.
Yeah, I want to find out what that's about. Let's talk about that maybe later on in the hour.
And then they had the mayor of San Jose showed up yesterday and didn't enter a plea yet.
Seemed irate.
He seemed absolutely... you can't blame him. You didn't get anything for this bribe, and you can't prosecute it. You can't even, let's set up a defense fund for him. And
Ryan Gonzalez defense fund.
And if he gets big enough, I'll handle the case.
Also in front of Congress is network neutrality, things that are going on the Internet.
We should talk to somebody about that.
Well, and that young lady yesterday who was here about the so-called campaign spending limits and contribution limits, the Supreme Court yesterday said to the Vermont, the one she referenced in Vermont, no.
Really?
You can't do... Oh, yes. Yeah. The Supreme Court said you can't do that.
Decision came down yesterday.
No, why don't we see about network neutrality, Will, since you said we can get somebody. Let's see if we can wake up Craig Newmark, founder of Craigslist.
Oh, I think
get his take on what's going on in D.C. on that. 719, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on the Bay Area's exclusive home of progressive talk radio, 960 The Quake.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California
on board a luxury houseboat.
This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
There's too much crap on the radio, but if you want real solutions for real people, listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Bill Press, and that's no BS.
And at 7:23, we're right here this morning on a Tuesday, June 27th, with the founder of Craigslist, Craig Newmark, on the phone. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
With Willie Brown, Will Durst.
Mr. Newmark, welcome to our show.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
We got this thing going on right now where Congress is so upset about flag burning. I think one flag has been burned in, 3 years? And obviously it's their focus of attention. But network neutrality, a lot of people don't understand what it is, and it could give a certain handful of large corporations a freeway access to the Internet while the rest of us are stuck in the frontage road.
Yeah. The deal there is that right now the Internet is kind of a level playing field. I mean, if you want to start a business, you can put your web server on the net, and you're going to be served as well as, let's say, some big company. But if they are allowed to change the rules, people could pay the phone company to get advantages to your disadvantage. You know, if you apply that idea to the phone companies, it's kind of like you were calling up your neighborhood pizza shop, but instead of getting the pizza shop, you might get a message which said, hey, it'll take another minute to connect to your local guys, but if you want, right now, we could hook you up to Pizza Shack.
Uh-huh.
And that might not be fair.
How do you pay the large carriers for their capital investment and all of their broadband equipment, etc.?
Well, they've already made that investment.
I understand they've made the investment, but how do you pay for it if you were to use it for your benefit?
I tell them that's the cost of doing, two parts. That's the cost of doing business. These guys make use of public resources. That's how they make big profits, specifically public rights of way, public airwaves, and the technology they're making all this money from was built using public monies, specifically the development of the Internet protocols and technology. So if they're going to take advantage of the public, well, they got to put a little in.
Well, I don't understand. You are redistributing, you're advocating a redistribution to you, let's say, who decide to do to enter the Internet operational field, and you just come in at no cost. Is that what you're recommending?
Not at all, not even close. No redistribution. For example, right now, the deal with the phone company is that people in the public representatives say, hey guys, we're going to let you create a business and make a lot of money using public resources, but that means, you know, we're going to expect a little bit out of you. And when it comes to the Internet, that's even more true because these guys are taking advantage of public research money in the development of the Internet. Meanwhile, guys like us or anyone who wants to start a business is already paying for the use of the data pipes. We do, when we set up servers, pay sometimes a pretty large price for that already. The deal here is that people who are going to pay more will get privileges that aren't available to the rest of the people.
But isn't that the way it is almost in every aspect of life? When I go to the 49ers football game, I've always wanted to be on the 50-yard line in a box. But I can't. I don't have the money to pay for that, so I'm in the end zone on a bench seat. How do we differ there?
Here's the difference. The deal is that whole resource, in the case of the net, is based on and relying on public funding, and that's not true when it comes.
Why do you say it's relying upon public funding?
That's right. That's how the Internet and the phone companies work.
Explain that.
Well, the phone companies rely on the public airwaves, you know, to relay data through microwave towers, stuff like that.
But that's they invested the capital for the microwave towers. They invested the capital for the technology that causes the ability to transmit. They're the ones that did that. It wasn't the U.S. government. It wasn't the state government.
Well, like I keep saying, the thing is that when they're using the public airwaves to use that equipment, when they're using public rights of way to use those wires, they are making use of a public resource. Plus, the technologies of the Internet were developed using public money. A lot of it spent at UC Berkeley.
We're speaking with Craig Newmark from Craigslist here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
I must tell you that we provided a franchise, let's say, for the Comcast cable system here in San Francisco, and we charged them for that, the use of our right-of-ways. We charged them for digging up our streets. We charged them as a public. And you are now suggesting that if that was the situation, they should give that away to you, a new potential provider?
Not at all. And what you're talking about is on the receiving end of the Internet, specifically with Comcast. We're talking about the end where the servers reside. That's where the business stuff starts. Relating to Comcast, I sure wish someone had talked to Comcast about guaranteeing customer service. I'm working with them on that right now, just on a volunteer basis, but that's something we need to do when people use public resources.
Now, where is this bill that they're trying to put through? What has to happen? And I know there's the Internet Freedom Preservation Act, which Senator Snowe and from Maine and of course, Barbara Boxer and Hillary Clinton and Christopher Dodd have all, and Barack Obama have all endorsed, and they're sponsors of. How does that affect the Communications Act of 34?
Well, basically what we're doing is looking for a law which makes a strong statement that we're talking about playing a level playing field there. It's a bit of a mess in Congress. The best approach is that addition to the current bill under consideration. That'll help out a lot. Basically just saying, hey, that we want people to play fair.
So unless we have a bill, they will implement these different charges and different filters.
That's what could happen. And what it comes down to ultimately is trust. Do you trust the phone companies? I mean, I talk to people at the phone companies, and they just come out and tell me that no. Think of the last time they made a commitment to you and then failed to make it and then told you it was okay. They're the phone company.
Yeah, I trust the phone companies as far as I could throw a pile of glue.
And in this argument, they've been caught setting up fake websites. They've been caught, they've been caught stating fabrications over and over again. They won't even stop making the same fabrications.
What can we do here?
Basically, a lot of it involves just calling your representatives up. There are lists online, let's say at SaveTheInternet.com, just telling them they want, they'll just tell them you want them to play fair.
Here's the problem. We live in San Francisco, of course, and our representatives, obviously, for what we're talking about. There's got to be a way that we can affect this nationally.
Well, this is starting to work. I was on a conference call yesterday where they're talking about boxes of petitions being dropped off at various congressmen and senators' offices.
Excellent. And what are you doing these days, Craig?
I do full-time customer service. I'm doing it right now. Oh, my problem is that, like, I'm dealing with a lot of unscrupulous apartment brokers in New York City. It's working. They're starting to behave themselves, but I'll be...
What do you mean? What are they doing?
Excuse me?
What are they doing?
Well, they do stuff like, all in the category of not playing fair. Like, they'll tell you that there's no fee associated with an apartment rental.
Uh-huh.
And then later on they'll say, oh, there's a fee.
Yeah, there's...
Have you sold Craigslist?
No interest in doing so.
Ah, good.
He does the customer service for Craigslist.org.
Is your office still in 9th and Irving?
That's us.
Excellent. That's my neighborhood. We'll see you out there, Mr. Newmark. Thanks for joining us here and keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, guys. Thanks. 7:32. Let's do some traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Brought to us by Hornblower Cruises. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Hercules crash really had things slow from the Carquinez up to the 4 interchange. A motorcycle accident that happened early in the 6 o'clock hour. Still there, apparently, with emergency crews as well. 3-car crash blocking the 85 connector ramp from northbound 17 at the moment. CHP there tending to that. Metering lights on. Middle of the parking lot. You're back up the Bay Bridge and parts on time. Do something unique this 4th of July. Make plans with Hornblower. Escape the crowds with fine food, drink, and the best view in town for the fireworks. Call 1-800-ON-THE-BAY or go to hornblower.com and make this 4th a memorable one. Here you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:33, here's what's happening. Not a good day to use Contra Costa County services unless, of course, it's an emergency. 6,000 employees of the county are taking the day off. A one-day strike that began at 11 last night over stalled labor contract negotiations. A couple of fire updates. Residents of about 100 homes that were forced to evacuate because of a series of fires up near Susanville. It's about an hour east of Redding. They're all back home now. About 100 acres outside Susanville were consumed. Nobody hurt. No homes burned. Hundreds of visitors and workers at the Grand Canyon's north rim are stranded, though. A wildfire jumped the only paved road leading to the park area. Legislative leaders believe they can get a budget done this week. The $131 billion state spending plan will be voted on tonight and is sent to the governor this week. Lawmakers announced yesterday they reached a deal that would increase funding for classrooms and roads and spend a lot of a recent tax windfall to pay down state debt. The coastline of northern and central California, if you didn't know, has more shark attacks and more shark sightings reported than anywhere else on Earth, even more than the Great Barrier Reef off Australia. Surfers spotted a shark in the water at Stinson over the weekend, just north of the beach. Signs posted, patrols have been increased. Not unusual, though. Didn't keep many people out of the water the past few days. Quake weather, foggy on the coast, low 60s. Sunny around the bay and inland. Highs around the bay, 70s and 80s, and still in the mid-90s in the Far East Bay. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quick.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
They register voters.
Absolutely, and they've done it 1 million in the last cycle of elections before this June. So you see,
you need a phone. You're going to have service. Why not have service with good guys?
It's always the progressive's choice for a wireless carrier.
Working Assets Wireless. Go to quakeradio.com and click on Working Assets. And you can change the world
on the go.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
I'm CNN's Liz Kennedy. This week on 960 The Quake, CNN Radio presents Parenting by TV, a special five-part series that will look at the up and downsides of TV viewing by children under 2 years old. The baby video market generates millions of dollars each year, but not everyone thinks that's a good thing. Join us for Parenting by TV this week at 6:15 a.m. during the Progressive News Hour with John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Streaming online at quakeradio.com, on the air at 9:60 a.m. Wherever you go, we are there. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 9:60 The Quake.
And it's 7:39 on this Tuesday morning. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale, where you can drop by. You want to join in the conversation, you can email Will and Willie. Go to quakeradio.com to the Contact Us button. Click Email Will and Willie. And you can join the conversation at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. And, Will, we've got a story in the news today from Vermont that the mayor mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we referenced this earlier, and it also speaks to Jan Rodolfo, who was here yesterday, talking about the Clean Money Initiative here in California that will probably be on the ballot in November, which now looks like it's moot, according to what the... And it was Justice Breyer who wrote the opinion.
Well, it's about time, frankly, that some reality checks were engaged in. And in the state of Vermont, the numbers were so microscopically low. Can you imagine $200 over a two-year period toward people running for the legislature in that state? That's all you could donate? And the numbers were similar.
$300,000 for a gubernatorial race for 2 years.
Over a two-year period. Yeah. It frankly made no sense.
Of course, it is Vermont. They probably travel by horseback.
Yeah, maybe. But in the world of democracy, it is clear that if you want to run for public office and you have your money, you can advertise just as you can advertise your radio station, just as you can advertise your automobile, just as you can advertise Pizza Hut. You can buy access with your money, and no one should be able to limit your being able to do that. The courts made that decision some 30-odd years ago. Since then, all of these people who are concerned that money so adversely affects politics and political judgment that they want to wipe money out of politics, and they're attempting to do so by severely restricting the numbers dramatically. Judge Breyer said in his decision, listen, if you make it so restrictive, there will never be a challenge to those who are well-known, popular incumbent, because a challenger will have only a small amount versus an incumbent who has been there for a number of years and has accumulated a considerable
amount. The currency of incumbency.
That's right. And so this business, it seems to me, I would be far more dedicated to trying to do the door-to-door, meet-the-voter syndrome that got me elected. It wasn't money that beat me, nor it was money that elected me. It was shoe leather, hard work, like Jack O'Connell does it statewide. Sure, money can be of help, but money is not the sine qua non.
So what do you do when you walk up to a door?
Process.
You walk up to a door, you knock on a door, you get a doorbell. Ding dong. Hi, what do you want?
I'm Willie Brown, and I'm running for public office, and I know that you don't want to be bothered with politicians, nor do I. I'm not the kind of guy that's anything any different than you are inside of that door. Give me about 30 seconds and let me convince you. You ought to vote for me. It won't be a wasted vote, and I'm going to come back and say thank you. And I'm also going to be readily available to you. I'm going to take your telephone calls. I'm going to see you. I'm going to do all the things. I'm going to have a listed telephone number. I'm really going to be accessible. That's who I am, and that's what I'm about. That's what the world of politics is all about. And whatever it takes for me to be able to do that, I ought to be able to do that. And no amount of money.
You won all those elections just by telling people that they could call you and you would never have an unlisted phone?
I still don't have an unlisted phone.
I know.
True enough.
I still don't have an unlisted phone. I am easily identified as the most accessible elected official probably ever in the history of this city. I go everywhere. Mm-hmm. I ring every doorbell. I shake every hand. I stop and talk to people on the streets, even now. And I don't
plot out a map of the district and figure out every doorbell.
Absolutely.
That you had to...
Absolutely.
And you would try to hit every one.
I did every single solitary one. I went up and down the stairs. I argued with you if you didn't open your door.
And people wouldn't open their door?
Oh, of course
not. And you
knew they
were inside?
Great fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, what? You know, what are you talking about? I'm trying to figure out how to eliminate that huge investment you got in those six locks on your door. Mm-hmm. And those chain and all that kind of stuff. And that, you know, that Doberman pincher you have about behind that door. I'm frightened of dogs, so don't release that dog.
That's a genius masterstroke. Just tell them that you're available. They can talk to you at any time that you'll be...
Don't you remember what I did at City Hall?
No.
Saturday morning, you could come... You can come see the mayor for 10 minutes. No prior screening, no nothing. Democracy works
and
best.
And you did that all Saturday, right?
Yeah. And democracy works
best. And you met
best.
A lot of really good people that you
put in the
your
best
administration.
Story. I got the best stories in the world. Let me tell you, you know who criticized me for that more than anybody else? The psychiatrist.
What?
Yes. I was replacing their couch.
Are you serious? People would come in and just scream and yell, and then they'd feel better? They go,
oh,
leave?
They feel a lot better. They feel a lot better. They come in and complain about everything. They complained about everybody. They complained about imaginary things. I'm telling you, a lady comes in and says, they're watching me. I said, who's watching you? Well, I don't know, but they are watching me. And where are they watching you? They're in front of my house. I said, tell you what, you go home. I'm sending my people to watch them. And you call me back and let me know. And guys have come in. He's been fighting a parking ticket for about, you know, 5 years. He had a bag of papers where he'd been in and out of the court system. How stupid. A $50 parking ticket. The dumb court has spent more money trying to deal
postage.
With this guy.
And postage.
And he is convinced that you can fix tickets. And he came in to see me because he said, you got the power. You can fix this ticket. I said, you know what? You're right. Give me this ticket. He gives a ticket, and I said, you forget it. You'll never hear about this ticket again. He goes out the door. I put my hand in my pocket. I give him my $8.50. I said, you go down there, and you pay that ticket. That's the end of that.
He never knew.
He never. Of course he never knew. What are you talking about?
You can't fix a ticket as a mayor? You can't call out the police?
No. Well, no, because you've got a bad newspaper story. This is a dumb town. Since when can't you help out a friend, you know, without doing any damage to the public? And so it's just practical, though. Well, the democracy works best when there is a taste of practicality. Just as the rules clearly said, in mitigation and building a building, you must devote some of the money to art.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing wrong with that. That's a good idea, right? Except if it becomes so restrictive that the art is in your building only, and the only people that ever see it are the people that come into
the building.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what did I do? I moved the law around just a little bit. Just a little bit.
So it could be outside.
So you could put it on top of City Hall. That's how the dome got paid for.
Exactly.
The dome got paid for by people who voluntarily, instead of putting the art in their building that screwed up the design of their building, they put it in City Hall where you can see it. And that's their project. Very practical, very direct, and very productive for
and
public
benefits,
purposes.
Yeah.
If you're going to hold public office, you ought to have the mentality to make it work. You ought to be prepared to say, if this rule blocks us from achieving what we need to achieve for public purposes, we got to dump the rule, establish a new rule, and proceed. Instead of saying, I'm just going to work within the framework of this illogical rule. When I got past Peskin on the building of a garage in North Beach, I think I told you the story. Then
he showed up.
And he showed up at the ribbon cutting. And he shows up at the ribbon cutting. And then when you needed to do something about making Civic Center Plaza or Joe Alioto Plaza look the way it looked, you couldn't do that because you had to go through nonsense. When you remove the trees, you got to go through all these hearings. Yeah, I removed them trees and they're out in Phelan Park where they belong. And Civic Center looks absolutely resplendent and nobody has said a word about it. How do you keep the bad people or the sleeping people out of Civic Center? You put two little children playgrounds and remove the benches. That's how you do it.
There's a civic lesson on how things get done by Willie Brown on 960 The Quake. And you know, we started out talking about the justices in the Supreme Court on a 6-3 decision throwing out the cap on campaign donations in Vermont. That law, that was a bit extreme, and invited your calls at 866-960-5753. Anytime from 7 to 10, you got an opinion, want to air something on the air, that's the phone number here. You want it on the speed dial, right, Mr. Mayor?
Absolutely. Put it on the speed dial for your telephone and you preset. You can get great information here.
960 The Quake.
And we accept all views. And we will debate all views. And believe me, we got to get Bill O'Reilly back on our show. He needs to call in and display himself. Although he has not been doing well.
I'll get on.
As a communicaster. And there are some talk show hosts being dropped around the country.
In our next hour, we're going to talk to the 1% Doctrine author, Ron Susskind, who's got so much press off of the revelation in his book about the plot to put gas into New York City subways. And the burst of Durst is in our next segment. 749, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork. But what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime.
It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:53 on this Tuesday, June 27th, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Well, thank you, Paul. Danger, danger, red-blooded Americans, I implore you, stay in your homes. The cut and runners are starting to propagate. I don't know how they're doing it. At first, it seemed they were willing to split themselves like hyperactive amoebas, but I think they have some sort of secret salve they apply to right-thinking Americans to turn them into white flag-waving cowards who want to take our boys and girls out of Iraq. It's the only possible answer for what's been happening. Democrats and independents have been affected with this nefarious bomb, but now they're expanding their operation. Congressman Murtha and his band of cut-and-runners obviously got the General George Casey, who just announced plans to send home at least 2 combat brigades by September without replacement and 10 before the end of next year. General Cut and Run has refused to explain how or when the Democrats cornered him and covered him with the mind-altering salve. Apparently, a few of these traitors were able to get to Iraqi President Jalal Talabani as well, who also called for a date for American withdrawal. Hello? The guy's name is Talabani. Taliban, right there. Hello? What more evidence do you need? We gotta stop these progeny of Hanoi Jane and start wearing full-body condoms to avoid being washed in this bath of reality. I mean, cowardice. Okay. And that's your burst of durst for today.
The Democratic candidates for public office in all 40 of those seats that Ms. Pelosi talked about yesterday should hear that burst of durst because the cut and run now appropriately applies to General Casey, and it applies to the head guy in Iraq. Each of them had something in mind about when the U.S. troops should disappear from the Iraqi soil, and it's the same to a lesser extent or in one way or another than what Democrats have been saying repeatedly, whether it was Feingold, whether it was Kerry, whether it was Boxer, you name it, in Carl Levitt, Dianne Feinstein, you name it, there clearly is a movement, and maybe they did get to Casey. There should be probably an open investigation. I assume special counsel should be appointed to check to see whether or not Casey is selling out.
I saw this movie War Tapes last night, and you know what they did? It opens on Friday at the Castro, and you know what they did was they gave soldiers cameras, the members of the National Guard, New Hampshire, Charlie Company, and they gave 10 cameras out to 10 National Guardsmen who went over to Iraq. And 5 of them came back with footage, 5 of them decided not to do it. And 3 of them, they follow 3 guys' stories. One's kind of a right-wing guy, One's kind of a medium guy. He's not left or right. And one guy is Lebanese, and his family came over from Beirut when he was like seven. So his mom, very Lebanese, speaks English, but not, you know, without an accent. She speaks it with an accent. And he is able to speak Arabic. His name is Batsy. So he goes over there. All three of them go over there, and you see what happens. And it's neither left nor right. They try to play it right down the middle. Although they are liberal filmmakers, so at the end, you know, the resolution is kind of stacked a little bit. But, you know, that's the thing about liberals. They'll always try to show the other side, you know, whereas right-wing guys never show
no.
the left side.
No. Are you kidding me? Yeah. They see no need.
I know. That's what I hate about liberals. But it's very good. And Debbie, who saw it with me, came up with an interesting thing because it's footage. You know, it's just these little camcorders. And so you see stuff. There's a firefight in Fallujah. There's a nighttime couple of, you see a lot of IEDs go off. You see burning trucks. Their job is to, they're the escorts for KBR, for the big 18-wheelers. They say, we're here protecting cheese, because that's what they're doing. And it's, Debbie says, she made an interesting, she said, that's going to be the best recruitment film that the Army could come up with. Because they put you right in. I mean, you get the adrenaline rush, you know, of being in there. And that's what these 18-year-old kids, you know. So it might work at cross purposes.
Query, how is it that they could get away with doing that while they're supposed to be
doing it? I have no idea.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
In our next segment, the author of The 1% Doctrine, Ron Susskind, will be joining us. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his best-selling book, The Price of Loyalty, George W. Bush in the White House and the Education of Paul O'Neill. We'll be in the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're going to check in on what's going on in the world first on 960 The Quick.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. You think having a smoking and non-smoking section solves the secondhand smoke issue? According to the U.S. Surgeon General, it does not. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports on the most comprehensive health study ever done on secondhand smoke.
There is no risk-free level of exposure to secondhand smoke, according to Surgeon General Richard Carmona. The extensive study says 126 million non-smokers are exposed to someone else's smoke, increasing their risk for lung cancer, heart disease, and other illnesses. Separate smoking sections in restaurants don't work, the report finds. It calls for smoke-free buildings and public spaces to assure the health of non-smokers. Bob Costantini, CNN, Washington.
One person died in the rubble of a collapsed building in Clinton, Missouri. Nine people who were trapped in the debris were rescued. Steve Cummings knew something was wrong when part of a suspended ceiling started falling on him.
Part of that suspended ceiling started hitting me in the head, and I turned around, and you could see the middle of the building just go out from underneath everybody, just, you know, drop from the second floor down to the first floor.
Cummings managed to get out safely. Authorities are trying to determine what caused the building to cave in. A low-pressure system is formed off the North Carolina coast. It's expected to move ashore this afternoon. Stacy Stewart at the National Hurricane Center says it could bring more rain and move up the coast to the already waterlogged Middle Atlantic states.
It's not going to be a wind event per se. It's still going to have the threat of heavy rainfall, possibly producing, you know, some localized flooding in some areas. And then also with these small, fast-moving systems like this, there will also be the possibility of, you know, maybe some isolated tornadoes later this afternoon.
Rivers are still rising in some parts of the Mid-Atlantic after several days of heavy rain. The weather has washed out roads, knocked out power, and snarled highway and rail traffic. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana.
Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do. No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Let's check Quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center.
804, good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. San Jose crash now in the center divide on 85 northbound before you get up to Union Ave. East Bay problems include some 2x4s in the right lane. Just as you come out of the tunnel before the Gateway Boulevard off-ramp, run over it and help it. Stall in the right lane, 580 eastbound at Keller, and heavy traffic behind that. Metering lights on, back up. Has not been huge this morning, too, by the middle of the parking lot, we understand, from the crews, part running on time. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com. We'll check headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now, more Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. 805, and on the phone with us now, the author of The 1% Doctrine, a new book that exposed a plot to gas the New York City subways. Been a lot of press on that. Ron Suskind joins us, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, and had the number one New York Times bestselling book, The Price of Loyalty, George W. Bush, The White House, and the Education of Paul O'Neill. Good morning, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Now, thanks for having me.
Mr. Suskind, thanks for joining us. What is, your new book is called The 1% Doctrine. What is The 1% Doctrine?
Well, it's from the lips of the vice president, who's really running the U.S. foreign policy for the most part in the post-9/11 era. It's 2 months after 9/11. The vice president's being briefed on a harrowing bit of intelligence that Pakistani nuclear scientists had been sitting in the few weeks before 9/11 with Bin Laden and Zawahiri, his number two. This is a bad combination. They may have handed over secrets as to how to build a crude nuclear bomb. Vice President hears this briefing in the Situation Room, and he says, you know, we need to think in a different way about these low-probability, high-impact events. And by the end of the briefing, he comes up with that way. It's quite a seminal moment. He says, if there is a 1% chance that WMDs have been given to terrorists, we need to treat it as a certainty. Not in our analysis, he demurs, or matters of evidence, but in our response. And this is a crossroads moment in the conduct of American foreign policy. This 1% doctrine, so-called, the Cheney Doctrine, really guides the ship of state and U.S. foreign policy for years to come. It divorces action from evidence. It says that, frankly, in the war on terror, we will act whether we have evidence or not in many realms. Some people say, what choice did he have? There are folks who, on the right often, who say, you betcha. People on the left, of course, are commenting that this freed the United States to all manner of excesses that we know so well about at this point. And that's really the core of our real life playbook. So the discussion has begun, the real discussion.
And this book has been released. And this is Willie Brown on the other end. And
hey, Willie.
I take it that it turns into a spy thriller, maybe?
Yeah, well, that's not a bad description with the future of the planet at stake. I mean, we're all used to reading these Tom Clancy novels, Willie, but now we're in a real live one.
Yeah, I was a big...
Walk in the shoes of the actual invisibles, I call them, people fighting the battle against these ardent, well-armed terrorists. It's a game of cat and mouse all over the planet. They're ups and downs, just like any spy thriller, but certainly here, I think everything rides on us winning.
Now, there, you got something in here where the CIA concluded that Bin Laden's broadcast of his 2004 October surprise message, he wanted to help Bush get reelected?
That was certainly the analysis inside of the CIA. Folks who, frankly, have studied Bin Laden most closely, you know, he does what he does for reasons. They're all clear on that. And they said, well, clearly this was designed to help Bush. You know, and I think it probably had that effect. This is a few days before the election, and they talked quite a bit that day, the day it came out and the days to follow, about why Bin Laden would want Bush reelected. You know, there are lots of reasons that came up. One is that clearly these two guys, history will boil down this conflict of Bin Laden versus Bush, and they serve oddly to kind of define each other in their own separate realms. And also, you know, often leaders like regularity. The Soviets liked Nixon. He was predictable. Nixon would beat his breast. It would be good for life among Soviet leaders and vice versa. Finally, though, the big question that was not examined is, what is it about U.S. policies in the war on terror that Bin Laden would want them continued and want Bush to continue to lead them? That's the big question as to our success or lack thereof in this war on terror. That ends up not being examined by the CIA because, frankly, almost everyone in the room that day was soon to be washed out, purged away.
Do you in this book examine that question?
Oh, sure. You know, the book is really all about that in a way. It's about how we doing, really. What is the arc of this struggle? What have been the victories? What have been the defeats? Have we learned from the defeats and responded? In some cases we have, and in others we have. You know, you're going to feel like you are right on the front lines. I mean, you know, in other wars, you know, you had your Ed Murrows or your Ernie Pyles traveling with the troops. This war, because of the internal conflict, the oxymoron of secret war, I mean, think about that. You know, this is largely fought in secrecy. So the goal of the book was essentially to be right out there on the bleeding edge, on the front line, to the people actually fighting the war, as well as the notables, the elected officials and others you see a lot on camera. It's about both groups.
We're speaking with Ron Suskin. He's the author of The 1% Doctrine. He's with us here at 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
And he's a featured writer with the New York Times, and I'm sure that some of our listeners have read the other book.
You had a Paul O'Neill book, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
The Price of Loyalty?
Yep. Price of Loyalty, which was Paul O'Neill is the protagonist of that book. It was really, of course, about the Bush administration, their conduct and character. But O'Neill was your Sherpa. And that book certainly was the first, I think, of the books to come out to really help frame properly what's different about this group. Also, that New York Times Magazine piece that people mention often, I think Willie just mentioned, that coined a phrase that's widely used these days. It happened right before the 2004 election, that story. It's called the reality-based community. There are lots of Republicans and Democrats who now sign on as members of the reality-based community. and the fact is, I think
who was that quote?
A reality-based book, the one that I've just written.
Ron Suskind, who was the author of that quote? You guys are...
I'll not ever tell that, Will.
Oh, come on.
No, not ever. I'll go to my grave with it.
Hey, you got your own deep throat, don't you?
Fairly framed what is different about this group of leaders. They are driven by... in some cases, many cases, a kind of faith-based or non-empirical, a kind of a create-your-own-reality idea. And the fact is that illusion works. You know, we know that.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from the people who, in this book, sometimes highlights for the public's view on them? People like George Bush, people like Dick Cheney, and others. Have you ever gotten any reaction from any of these people?
Well, not in this book, I haven't. The book's only been out about a week. You know, it's tricky. When you write the real stories, you know, it's not going to be all for or against, pro or con. You know, the left sees things it likes in this, the right sees things it likes. Hello?
Excellent. Is that your iPod?
No. What was that?
That was the NSA. Somebody was listening, making sure.
It was the reaction that...
The guys are outside in the van with the donuts.
That was the reality-based community.
That was the
reality-based intrusion there.
That was the reality that I told you existed out there, and they're reacting.
And for those who would know the music, it was middle of the road by the Pretenders.
Don't you worry. You know, they're good people. They don't care about those things you're doing at the video store, any of that. Only the important... counter-terrorist intelligence they want.
That's right. Ron Suskind talking to Will Durst and Willie Brown. That's what they're worried about. Now, you mentioned earlier that there were some victories and there were some defeats.
Yeah.
What were the victories? What are the good things that have actually come?
Well, a couple things. You know, these guys, these invisibles, I call them, actually who are fighting the war, as opposed to the people on high who tell us to be afraid or not be afraid or to report on progress. The invisibles have scored some victories. We, for instance, we got a source inside of Al-Qaeda, you know, and that source helped us, gave us good information from late 2002 to early 2005 when we decommissioned them because we didn't want them to be revealed, including among that intelligence that there was an operational WMD cell in the United States, cased the New York City subways in the fall of 2002, and by early 2003, January, they were 45 days away from zero hour to attack the subways with a new kind of device called a Mubtaker, means invention or inventive in Arabic, which delivers hydrogen cyanide gas. It's a deadly substance. It was used by the Nazis in the concentration camps and the gas chambers. This intelligence sets the U.S. government afire. I mean, they just are stunned, and even more so by what our source tells us, that Zawahiri, bin Laden's number two, I call him bin Laden's Cheney, called the attack off. And we can't figure out exactly why, but that dialogue has created the real dialogue in the government, despite what they told us in public, as to what Al-Qaeda's real plan is here. It may not, in fact, have been to attack the United States in the past few years, even though the administration has taken an awful lot of credit, even credit that might have meant victory in the 2004 election, for the fact that there has not been another attack after 9/11. While they're saying that in public, inside the councils of state, people are saying, well, actually, it doesn't seem like Al-Qaeda probably wanted to attack us. They most likely are getting ready for a significant, large-scale second wave attack to be bigger than 9/11. And frankly, no one should be taking credit for the fact, political credit, for the fact there has not been another attack. People know that in the administration, but, you know, politicians, they'll take credit wherever they can.
Why do you think they... comment cut and run seems to have so much currency with the public? Once Karl Rove said it, all of a sudden it's on every talk show, every person who comments about the policies in Iraq, when they describe the Democrats, use the phrase cut and run.
Well,
whether they're defending it or whether they're...
Language matters. You know, social movements are often determined, victor versus versus loser, based on who can seize the lexicon and which language works. Words matter. Cut and run is a very effective phrase. The Democrats, if this is their wit and desire, have not come up with anything to match it. And the fact is it rolls off your tongue.
Well, lie and die works.
People repeat it again and again.
They just can't get any. No Democrat's willing to take what another Democrat said and carry it forward.
Probably right. I mean, you know, the fact is that, you know, when the Democrats come up with some phrase to match cut and run, that'll be a day that I think the political dialogue balances out a little bit. But right now, you know, in terms of the words used, in terms of the power of the chosen word, the right word, if you will, the Republicans are clearly ahead.
Well, great good luck on this book, boss.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, it's selling out of bookstores, so I suggest people get there quick, and it'll help people understand what the real war on terror is about and to exercise informed consent.
You coming out here to the Bay Area? Are you going to be doing a little tour?
Yeah, I'll be out and back and all over the country, and I'm sure I'll be out there sometime soon. I'll tell you when.
We'd love to get you back on the show. I want you to sign this book.
Oh, you betcha. Hey, look, be well, guys.
All right, take care.
Hey, take care now.
That was Ron Siskin. He's the author of The 1% Doctrine, Deep Inside America's Pursuit of Its Enemies Since 9/11.
And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie, 8:17 on this Tuesday on 960. Progressive Talk Radio, The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony Card Wish It Win It.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony Card Wish It Win It.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony Electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony Card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
From San Francisco, the capital of the West Coast and the Left Coast. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're down at the corner of Mission Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale, where you can join our studio audience live here Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 with Willie Brown and Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells, and thank you for tuning in.
And we got to have Congressman Benny Thompson who is the Democratic spokesperson in the House on matters involving transportation, rail, and otherwise. He's also the person who speaks on behalf of the Party for Homeland Security and the issues that are raised with reference to the protections that each of us seek and so desperately need.
I wonder if he's read this book.
Yeah, he'll be joining us within the
hour. I don't
know,
but he should have a copy, yes. He should have a copy of that book.
That was one of the most chilling things.
What, the reference to the 45-day abandonment?
The fact that he said that there are projections that perhaps they're preparing something bigger than 911, something that would make it pale in comparison, and that's why they didn't want to have a little stopgap, like the poisoning of the New York subway system.
How is it that our intelligence service doesn't seem to be able to do the analysis that needs to be done in anticipation of, as has been the case with some other intelligence services?
Too much information, maybe?
Whoa.
Do you think they're getting too much information?
I don't know.
Too much analysis? Too many guys with different viewpoints?
And at one time, people referred to the Israelis and the Mossad as having the ultimate in terms of anticipation skills and abilities. Yet, just last weekend, a tunnel was dug 300 yards
into Israeli territory.
Yes.
Not a 300-yard tunnel. 300 yards into. That's 1,000 feet.
Yes. That's quite a distance. And the results were that...
fifth of a mile.
Yeah. Some soldiers were killed. Israeli soldiers were killed. And one Israeli soldier was captured. And now it appears as if the leaders in Palestine are screaming that their security forces are looking to see if they can rescue this person from whatever splinter group is kidnapped.
But Hamas has taken credit for this.
Well,
a splinter group of Hamas, but still Hamas is the ruling party of Palestine, whatever that means.
And if you don't think they know where this guy is, I can't believe that. I got to believe that they would know.
Somebody's got to know.
Oh, sure. They'd know where he is. If he still exists, I've got to believe that there's got to be some question whether or not this 19-year-old, he's a 19-year-old young man, that was on duty apparently at that time and was not among those who were killed or injured. He was just captured and taken away. And what is this with this business of capturing people now? What are you planning to do? You want to trade them for something? I mean, what's the story?
Well, that's what used to happen to hostages. You would trade them for other prisoners.
Well, but that's when you had people fighting wars under the conditions and the rules of the Geneva Accords. You don't have that. The rules of war are no longer Geneva.
Nobody's
no
at war.
Applies.
Nobody's at war.
No.
Everybody's in conflict.
Yes, and it's insurgency and not troops.
Right.
It's insurgencies because they don't have on any uniforms, etc. But Mr. Susskind's analysis obviously is going to have interest in life expectancy, because the dialogue has got to go on around the reality issues that he attempts to call to people's attention, and how he references what the government is saying versus what the government is actually doing, and why they're saying it, and why they're not doing it, or they are doing it. So it's going to be an interesting dialogue. I'm going to read that book.
I'll give you this copy.
And then report on it.
Yeah, and then bring it back.
Yes.
I want to read it to him.
Yes, I'm going to read the book and see if we can't give a little bit of knowledge. You know, we ought to do that on this show. We ought to report on some of the things that we read. We should just not be interviewing authors. We ought to report on authors. We also do a couple of other things on this show that I think is instructive and informative for people. We actually share with them what people have said who have made an arrest. For an example, in the most recent arrest of the radio talk show, what we talked about is essentially what was reported in the public press. We don't state any of this as any fact. We don't have any independent.
That's because we have a lawyer. We have a lawyer on board who's our guiding light in making sure that we say he was allegedly stopped.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. A man who's defending, you know, watching out for people's rights.
You've got to remember how much legal advice that you don't pay for is worth. I'd urge you not to rely too much. Although, I'm still absolutely fascinated by this case in San Jose involving the mayor. The Chronicle opined this morning that the mayor should resign, that he's lost the moral authority to lead the city.
Cindy Chavez is threatened to strip him of his money to demasculate him so that he doesn't have any staff or any, you know, they're going to starve him out of the mayor's office, which is interesting because wasn't she one of his, you know, lead operatives? Was it, she was the vice, did he appoint her vice mayor?
I think he must have had something to do with making her vice mayor. But he, more importantly, had something to do with bringing her into the world of politics. He hired her when he was a member of the County Board of Supervisors. I would think that if there was some concerns about whether or not people are willing to follow his leadership as mayor, there ought to be some means by which that can be dealt with. When a policeman, as has been the case recently in the shooting of some individual in our city, in the line of duty, literally, when that matter is being investigated for determination purposes, these police officers are put on administrative leave. And that means that they aren't terminated in the department.
They're still getting paid.
Yes, just their duties. They're suspended from performing those particular duties. They could be in the some other place, but not
doing some desk work. But that's not right. What the Chronicle gave as a suggestion. The Chronicle said he should...
resign. Now, that means that if 3 months from now, when you're found innocent and the charges are dismissed, you have quit a job to which you've been elected, and when you took the oath of office, you swore that you would perform those duties.
Well, I understand the instinct is that the man's not able to have any sort of credibility whatsoever. He's lost all his credibility because he's under indictment. And people aren't sure whether or not they should follow him because he's at this juncture right now. You don't know if he can. What kind of leadership does he bring to the city?
I'm always fascinated with the conclusions that we on the sidelines make about what the public has done. If the public elects you, it should be the public who takes you out. That's just the reality of life.
It so we should storm San Jose? Is that what you're saying? You
not me.
Pitchforks and torches?
Not me.
Is that what you're suggesting?
If you put together a if you think the guy should leave, you should put together a recall campaign. That's what it's for.
So he's got 4 months left, right?
That's all. Well, he's got to November to December, I assume.
Okay.
But it seems to me that if you are elected, you're elected by the people. You're not elected by the Chronicle. You're not elected by 960 the Quake. You're not elected by Will Durst. You're elected by the people. You got out there and you competed and you won the title. And with the title goes certain authority. And when you accepted all of that, all of those things, and you made the effort to get there, I don't know how somebody can show up one day and say, hey, by my standard, you should no longer have this job.
Well, a lot of people say that all the time. A lot of people have different standards.
And you know where they are now?
Yeah.
They're roadkill. They make up. They make up the cemetery of bleached bones.
It's like, who was that? Bob Barr. He was the congressman from Georgia. He was calling for Clinton's impeachment on January 21st, 1993.
And now he's roadkill.
Yeah. Well, no, Bob Barr has actually become environmentally enlightened, which is odd.
He left the Congress and literally has turned into a fairly decent human being. I've appeared on shows with him, but invariably, when people set themselves up to be the arbiter of what the public desires and what the public wishes.
But that's a newspaper's job.
Without getting the public's permission. Newspapers are protected, Will, by the Constitution. Newspapers oftentimes find themselves, when they've done something, shouldn't they resign?
Well, now, is what's in front of the Senate right now, is it a constitutional amendment on flag burning?
Yes. It is a constitutional amendment on flag burning that if it passes the Senate with the appropriate number of votes, then it must be ratified.
By 38 states.
So
within 8 years? 7 years?
7 years, I believe. And I don't think that's... Yeah, well, that's not a reality.
Well, let's see what happens, and let's see what the latest word is from Washington, D.C. with Susie Turnbull, vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. We'll be having her after we take a look at what's going on in the world. John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
This report brought to us by Hornblower Cruises on 960 The Quake at 831. Crash in the center divide. Slow traffic passed at 85 northbound before Union Ave. Another San Jose problem, 280 northbound at the 7th off-ramp. Two-car crash now over on the shoulder. Daly City, two-car crash up on Skyline northbound. Right where it meets Highway 1, blocking the right lane. And on the Snow Grade, off on the off-ramp, Calaveras 680 southbound, a crash there. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up to the middle of the parking lot. Do something unique this 4th of July. Make plans with Hornblower. Escape the crowds with fine food, drink, and the best view in town for the fireworks. Call 1-800-ON-THE-BAY or go to hornblower.com and make this 4th a memorable one. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Here's what's happening this morning. Not a good day to use Contra Costa County services, unless it's an emergency, of course. There are 6,000 workers off the job today. The strike began at 11 o'clock last night after exhaustive negotiations, and they're not there yet. Union officials in the county have been negotiating for nearly a year. It's cost of living increases, the big beef with the union. They'll be back to work tomorrow, by the way. The embattled but defiant mayor of San Jose arraigned yesterday on public corruption charges. You may have heard Will and Willie just discussing. Ron Gonzalez didn't speak or enter a plea. July 26th is the next scheduled court date. SFO has been named the best airport in America in an annual award competition. Best airport in the world, Singapore International. We might have a budget this week. State leaders possibly can get a $131 billion state spending plan voted on tonight and then send it to the governor this week. And in other politics, the Berkeley City Council votes to impeach the president today. Quake weather, sunny, except on the coast, a little fog there, highs 60s coast, 70s, 80s bay, and still the mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there! At the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude.
amigo. El Bellazo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment and Call Me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Bellazo. Come on down to El Bellazo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elbellazo.net.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
960thequake.com. Your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station. Real-time traffic information. A tool to find the cheapest gas in your neighborhood. A schedule of our shows. Go get it. QuakeRadio.com.
960 The Quake congratulates Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Voted Best Radio Morning Show by SF Weekly and by the American Women in Radio and Television.
It is the best show.
That bribe money was well spent.
The momentum is building.
We're 960 The Quake.
960 The Quake. Progressive talk. On the air at 960 AM and downloadable too for your iPod or any portable player. Find out more at QuakeRadio.com.
8:37, and we're live at the Hotel Vitale with Will and Willie, and joining us from Washington, D.C., Susie Turnbull. She is the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, the DNC.
Welcome, Susan Turnbull. How are you doing?
Good. Good to be with you both.
Thanks for joining us here. Now, you're the second in command. That makes you the Edgar of the Democratic National Committee. Is that it?
Is that what it is?
Well, that's what they call Dick Cheney. That's him in the administration. They're calling him Edgar, as in Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
I somehow think there's a little difference here. There's a little difference here.
Susan, Willie Brown here. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you.
We are having all kinds of trouble on this station, and as Democrats and as progressives, we're trying to overcome the implications of cut and run. That regular public seems to grasp onto that. It's used in the coffee shops. It's used all over. Is there some phrase that the Democratic National Committee is using, has used, or intends to use to offset that and the implications of cut and run?
I think that what we're trying to say is cut and run from what? At this point, and that we're talking about 3.5 years already, so that's not cut and run. What we're saying is that you don't have a permanent commitment to a failed strategy. I think that's the bottom line. It's you don't continue a failed strategy, and that the Republicans are offering nothing more to the American people but slogans, but no real plan, and that's what we're talking about. What is absolutely incredible this week, though, is that having had these attacks for quote-unquote cut and run last week, what happened over the weekend is that we see that, in fact, General Casey and those in command in Iraq are saying we need a phased redeployment of the troops, that they're on exactly the same page that most Americans are, and certainly most Democrats are, which is to begin the phased redeployment of our troops.
More and more Americans are saying that we should be out of there, and it's becoming less of a political liability to say it if you got the generals backing behind you. How is the administration reconciling their guy saying the same thing that they're castigating the Democrats for saying?
It's pretty incredible, and I think your senator, Senator Boxer, put it very clearly. The only people who are disagreeing with our position on this, the Democrats' position on this, are the Republicans in Congress. that last week the Bush Republicans were opposed to beginning the phase withdrawal of troops, and this week they're in favor of it. So what is their plan, and is their plan really just pure politics, or do they really have a plan?
Speaking with Susan Turnbow, she's second in command of the Democratic National Committee. She's with us here live at 960 AM. The Quake, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. You know, that reminds me of kind of something that John Boehner said when asked why the House wants to vote on these two issues, one which is the flag-burning amendment, and the other, which is the Pledge of Allegiance Protection Act, whatever that is. And he said, our members want to vote on them. As simple as that. What are they trying to do? Just run the flag up the flagpole and make sure that everybody salutes it?
Well, they want to run away from the issues that people really care about, like the fact that people make too little money and are trying to pay for gas and pay for college and health care. And so rather than spend any time on that, or last week Republicans voted against raising the minimum wage, they want to do this purely symbolic issue of flag burning. There's an article in today's Washington Post, for example, that describes that, yes, there is a real problem here. There's been a 33% increase in the number of flag desecration incidents this year. The number increased to 4 from 3. It's like, okay, so is this a constitutional crisis? We have an emerging threat, and I think that is, it's really ridiculous. The Senate has plenty of time to discuss this matter, and the Republicans feel this way because they've scheduled up to 4 days of debate on the flag burning amendment. So if you looked at that, if you applied that to other members, the other like things, the Post continues to go and explains that then you would need to schedule 12 days of debate to complement the number of years before Medicare goes broke, 335 days of debate for each service member killed in Iraq this year, and 11 million days of debate on the estimated number of illegal immigrants in the country. So those issues, they're not paying attention to right now. But instead, what we have is up to 4 days of debate over something that has absolutely no impact on our everyday lives.
The public is, of course, always concerned about the waste of time and energy. Is there anything in their minority role the Democrats can do about the misuse of the public forum for debate that's now being engaged in by the Republicans in Washington?
Well, in some respects, I would almost ask you that from your as leader in California. I think that what we are doing is doing what I think we can do. We are raising the issues that we think are important. For example, last week, the 9 Democratic female senators, including Senator Boxer and Senator Feinstein, were on Larry King Live after they had announced a checklist of the issues that they feel are what women, what people care about. And in particular, they're coming at it. They say that women write checklists, and they figure out what's important. And their checklist, instead of flag burning and single-sex marriage, their checklist, in contrast, talks about retirement security. It talks about safeguarding our pensions, keeping good jobs in America, making college affordable for all, protecting America and our military families with a real plan, preparing for future disasters. I mean, I'm sitting right now in my house in Bethesda, Maryland, and we've had about 12 inches of rain in the last 2 days. And can I tell you that that I have no confidence that any of us are prepared for a disaster like this? And I know that you in San Francisco had rain for,
We had 40 days and 40 nights.
You were pulling out your arcs, but we've had it in 2 days, and I can tell you that in the entire East Coast has a problem this week, and there's no confidence that if we're just having floods and streets are being closed and the federal government buildings are being shut down, there was no plan. Think of what's going to be happening again this summer, and unfortunately, and fall, in the Gulf Coast and in Florida. I mean, that's important. Those are things that people should be paying some attention to. You know, making health care affordable.
Well, this is important, what they're doing. This is very important to all the members. They are filming campaign commercials. The November elections are coming up, and they are going to have, I imagine everybody's going to have a statement that they get to read on the floor, that they are in favor of the flag, and they are against crime. And probably some other face-saving.
And they like America. And pretty soon we're going to have something to make apple pie.
They are pro-apple pie, yes.
They are pro-apple pie, and that we're going to have apple pie as the...
the official dessert. Yes.
Official dessert. I mean,
of America.
That's the problem, that basically they aren't paying attention in this Senate, and particularly in the Republican side, where they've got this is something so incredibly rare, and at a time when we want to build up our flag, build up our patriotism, and which is way out there, which is probably about as high as one would think at this point in this country right now, instead of like honoring things, what they're doing right now is, I think, diminishing this, because they're just making it such a political issue.
I would dare to tell you that I think that they are trying their best to rekindle patriotism as a issue in the forthcoming election, and they're doing so by these symbolic acts involving flag burning, involving the pledge, involving all of those things that worked so handsomely for them in 2004.
And 2002 and 2000.
Yeah, and they're trying to do that. And so, as Democrats, we've got to try to figure out how to offset that effort.
Right. And I think one of the things that we need to do is say, this isn't an issue. We all stand on the same page. We're all patriotic. We all care for the same things. But what we care about is fighting for our rights, fighting for the things that matter.
Well, we hope that you're fighting for us, and in November we can all fight together. Thank you for joining us.
And we do compliment you on the 9 women senators, Democrats, who appeared on Larry King. That was impressive.
It was fantastic. That's great. Well, that's what we're going to keep doing.
All right. Thank
you.
Susan Turnbull. Vice Chair of the Democratic Party, speaking to us right here on 960 The Quake.
And in the next hour, we'll be joined by Congressman Benny G. Thompson, the ranking Democrat on the Homeland Security Committee, and lesbian playwright Terry Baum, whose Baum for Peace opens Thursday at the Marsh Theater. In the next segment, What Would Willie Do? WWWD 849 on Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
WWWD, what would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
They ask a question of the mayor right out of today's news. Right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. This one comes from an email that was written by Craig. The subject matter is exactly Guantanamo Catch-22. He writes, the United States wants to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay but needs assurances that detainees won't pose a security risk or face torture when they're sent to other countries. That was from a senior U.S. State Department official who said it's tough to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. What would Willie do?
I'd close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. I would give the people who are in Guantanamo Bay the appropriate kind of justice opportunity, i.e., that is, that they go to trial, they would have to do whatever you have to do, they'd be charged. And if they are foreign nationals from some other place, I would send them on back to their country. And I would not be terribly concerned, frankly, about the rules and regulations in those countries, because after all, I've had these people imprisoned here in under my jurisdictions for a number of years. I've not charged them with anything, and they obviously don't appear to be in a position where they're ever going to be released, period, because they're not going to be tried. So I would simply remove them, preferably back to their own environment and back to their own world, or if I had reasons to try them, I would try them in my own country under my own rules and regulations and let justice be done.
That's what would Willie do today on The Quake. Will?
Well, getting rid of Guantanamo should be a given. Just do it right now. It's the easiest thing to do. There's, 440 people there? Just you can transfer them to other places.
I think there's about 440. They've had some movement. There was over, there were several hundred originally.
I know, but it's not worth the aggravation. It's not worth the international, hey, there's a guest in the room.
Yeah, she's easing this way. She's
Now she's running.
It's my little daughter.
Mr. Brown, who is that? Could you introduce your guest to this?
Yes, and your name is what?
Sydney.
Sydney Manetta Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, yes. Sydney Minetta Brown. I'm Will. This is Paul.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us here on Keeping It Real.
She stopped by to give blood a day late. And she showed up here just in time to hear what would Willie do. And she listened closely, and I'm not sure she agrees with what I said. She might want to keep Guantanamo Bay in place as it has always been.
How you doing, gorgeous? What are you up to today? What are you doing?
You have to go to school, don't you? She's got to go to school.
It's summer.
No, she's in school year-round.
It's June 27th.
It doesn't matter. She's in school. Pacific Primary runs 12 months out of the year. And they run all day if the student desires to participate all day. Now, next year, when she starts school in the fall, she's going to Marin Country Day.
Oh, you're going
Marin Country Day? That's where you're going, huh?
She's going to Marin Country Day, and then that will be just kind of like kindergarten. And she'll be able to...
How old are you, Melody?
I'm 5.
You're 5?
She held up her hand, too.
Yeah, you know. 5 years old.
She's 5 years old.
And when was your birthday?
April 8th.
April 8th.
See, she knows all that stuff. She's got it down. You want to know what the winning number is going to be in the lottery this year?
Yes, what is the winning number?
Don't you dare tell them, Sydney. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't talk.
Your dad's
I've
being
always
funny
told
again.
You never to talk.
He's pretty
never
funny.
Never to talk. Never give out bad information.
No, don't believe don't believe a word he said. Yeah.
Who warned your dad about 9/11? That's such a joke.
Yeah, some time ago. But on
so you're
Guantanamo
out with your
Bay,
mom. Are you going to go eat? You guys going to go have lunch? For breakfast, I guess it's still breakfast time. Yeah, it's not even 9 o'clock.
Sydney, do you agree with everything your daddy says? Hmm? You do? Good answer.
No.
She said no?
She said no. No whatsoever. But on Guantanamo Bay, she agrees.
Yes.
And believe me, I think
he's a wise kid. Smart
it literally
kid.
Should be closed. There's just no justification for that place being open and being run like it's currently run.
No, just the magnet of what it's the abuse that we're getting internationally. I mean, just close it. I mean, they're going to put them somewhere else anyhow.
And, you know, there's some question about where we captured these people. Where do we grab them?
There were some midnight raids on
war. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And some people who've been released who should have never been there in the first place.
Absolutely.
Well, Sydney and Willie will be back after we take a look at what's going on in the world. And, Will, our guests in the next segment, Congressman Benny G. Thompson, ranking Democrat on the Homeland Security Committee. We'll ask him that among other questions
in the
he has about
comment.
Rail and transportation. Yes. And Terry Baum, lesbian playwright. Joins us. Still Pride Week, you know. 960, keeping it real with Will and Willie on The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco.